Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 155 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, in the last episode of Camera Position, I started to discuss feedback about our work. Photographers always want feedback, but most of the time when we ask for feedback, we aren't terribly specific about what we want feedback on. And because of that, we often get feedback that doesn't match up what we're looking for. So last time we talked about two different forms of feedback, the two forms that we commonly get, reaction and direction, and about how an instant and simple reaction to our work, or a set of steps or directions that would make our work come closer to the commenter's idea of what our work should look like, in their mind, isn't really what we're looking for. It's not what we're looking for because it isn't very useful in helping us move our work forward and accomplish what we want to do with our photographs. Ultimately, we want to ask the right questions so that we can get answers about our work that are more helpful to us than reaction or direction might be. Our goal is to help establish a dialogue so that both the viewer and the photographer can learn something about the experience of both making the work and the experience of looking at the work. And the way we get to that dialogue is through critique. Critique isn't the knee-jerk reaction that you have when you see an image, nor is it directions about how you would have done things differently had you made that photograph. Instead, critique is a way to use critical thinking to figure out if a photograph will achieve its intended result. That intended result can be just about anything, from influencing the viewer to buy something to help the viewer see something previously unseen, to providing the viewer with an emotional response like excitement or nostalgia or something like that. The intended result can also be about having the viewer understand more about the content and subject of an image so that they can begin to ask their own questions about the place or thing or person in the photograph. True critique engages the critic and the photographer in a dialogue about whether the image or images have the necessary elements to communicate the concept or idea that the image is about. It can help the photographer better understand what works and what doesn't, but more importantly, why something does or doesn't work. So if true critique is so much more powerful than reaction or direction, why don't more people do it? Well, mostly because people don't know the steps involved to bridge that gap between the more obvious reaction or direction types of feedback and true, genuine critique. Briefly, there are four steps involved in critiquing any piece of art, whether it's a photograph or otherwise. And one of the coolest parts about this set of steps is that you can use it to critique just about any form of creative work. And those four steps are describe, analyze, interpret, and evaluate. Describe, analyze, interpret, and evaluate. So let's go through them one at a time. Describe, step one. Tell exactly what you see in the image using complete sentences. This might include the name of the artist and the title of the image, the year or month or era that the work was created in, and also a literal description of things you see in the photograph, actually describing the elements that make up the picture. Step two is to analyze. Again, using complete sentences, analyze the photographer's use of the elements and principles and techniques of photography and art. Describe first the elements of art: line, shape, form, value, color, texture, and space. And then describe the principles of art: balance and emphasis, proportion, movement, rhythm, pattern, unity, and variety. And then lastly, describe any technical choices the photographer might have made. Things like lens focal length, aperture, shutter speed, any kind of post-processing, etc. Step three is to interpret. Using complete sentences, and you'll notice so far that I've used the idea of complete sentences rather than a phrase or an exclamatory remark. It's important that you use complete sentences. So use complete sentences to interpret what the first two steps have shown you. Your interpretation explains what you've already described in the photograph and analyzed about the photograph, and now you'll use those things to come up with a good sort of guess as to what the photographer was trying to say with this photograph and what makes you say that. In addition to trying to answer the question of what the artist was trying to say, you might also try to answer these questions. What might have caused the photographer to create this particular image? What might have prompted the photographer to use this particular style or technique? Do you think there are things in this work of art that represent other things, symbols? And what are those things and what might they symbolize? And are there any other images in a series or sequence that might help you interpret this image? Does the photographer work within a particular theme or idea in his or her work? Once you've answered some, or perhaps even all of those questions, again in full sentences, you should be able to come to your own personal conclusion of what you think the meaning of this photograph is and why. And then lastly, step four, use complete sentences, again, to make an evaluation of the success or overall value of the photograph based on the information that you've gathered about it. Your evaluation has to be supported by what you've learned through those first three steps, and you should give the reason for your evaluation, striving always to be both fair and logical. What do I think about this photograph and why? How do I feel about whether the photographer was successful in conveying an idea or feeling through the image? And why? By following these steps, you will have moved far beyond the simple feedback methods of reaction and direction. You will have helped the photographer understand what they have done in the image to make it work, or not, and you will also have helped refine your view of what it was that drew you to the image in the first place. When you're asking for feedback on your own work, you can have the person providing the feedback follow, either strictly or loosely, those four steps of describe, analyze, interpret, and evaluate to help them help you in a more constructive way, a more useful way than having them say, "Wow, I really like that picture." To help you use this information in your own critiques, I've created an infographic that helps guide you through the process I've just described. You'll find it both on the CameraPosition.com website, and for those of you using the Camera Position app, you'll find it there too in the Extras section. Feel free to share these ideas and the infographic, which I've provided both as a PDF and as a JPEG. Share them far and wide, and let's see if we can get more people engaging in true critique instead of the sort of common critique of reaction or direction. Well, thanks for joining me here on Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.